that he's bestowed.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Sali. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Sali.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in on the great edition of Piercing Darkness radio broadcasting brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries and Apostle Ronald Sali. I want to thank you for tuning in today to 89.9 FM WCNO. Today is day of what has made we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We give God praise for this wonderful day. Today is the last day of February before we cross over into March, so don't forget you can call us for prayer at 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018 is the number. And don't forget our prayer partners are standing by to take your call. And you can also go to the website and submit your prayer request at powerevangelism.net. And if you'd like to partner with the ministry, we're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in crusades, revivals, church services, missions to other countries, and helping the less fortunate, and doing community outreaches as well in the area and around the world. You can be a part of that, and you can read our vision statement on the website, powerevangelism.net. You can also partner with us. You say, hey, I love the fact the Word of God Apostle brings. It brings a fresh revelation in the preaching. And I love his teaching, and I'd love to be a part of what you guys are doing. You can do that. And you can go to our website and sign up to be a partner. Or you can call our ministry line at 561-337-9018. And you can also write to us. It's Power Evangelism Ministries, P.O. Box 221-661. It's P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 4-2-2. And it's also on our website, too, if you go to the contact page, the mailing address there and everything. And I've also had some teachings that he does. We have an MP3, and also we have an old-school CDs. A lot of our stuff, we're converting MP3s to technology now. Or you can get the CDs and put them on your computer and download them and make them transferable. We have the book. We have some different Bible school teachings that will really encourage in your faith. And also some worship music that you may like. If you like to worship God intimately in the prayer time, and in devotion time, you like to meditate on the Lord and spend time with the Holy Spirit. So go there today and get those at the products page. And don't forget, if you want to possibly minister or preach in your church, or you'd like to host a crusade in Florida or maybe another state or maybe even another country, call us today or fill out a form on the website. We'd love to talk to you about that. We were just in Port St. Lucie just a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago actually, the 14th and 15th of February. And God was powerful there. The lady got healed in her knee cartilage pain. She had been for many months. And another gentleman in the crowd who came for the very first time, he got healed. He called the ministry line just last week and said, while the lady was getting healed, he said the power of God defied. He said, felt this heat hit his knee, and he got healed, and he's totally free now. So we give God praise for those wonderful testimonies. You know, I want to thank you so much for being a friend and a partner. And thank you for all the listeners that listen to us every single day and what you do. We really appreciate you and your prayers, number one, for Apostle Sali and the ministry, and also your support and your financial giving. You know, because what better ways to give money and give to a ministry that's winning souls to Christ? Our first mission is to win souls to Christ. And after winning souls to Christ, you know, we want to fill them with the Word of God. Those need deliverance, healing, whether it's physical, emotional, we try to help them that way. We've seen many people healed physically. With cancer being healed, we've seen people that had incurable diseases being healed, fibromyalgia, depression, oppression. Also, people that were schizophrenia or on and people addicted to pain pills, on drugs, come off drugs. So we've seen a lot of people delivered by the power of God. And the Bible says the power of God unto salvation. And I just want to encourage you that this is the day that the Lord has made. We should rejoice and be glad. And God is going to meet all your needs. So just trust him, and he shall come through for you, and he'll do it, as the man of God says. And don't forget, also, Apostle's been talking about the first fruit. We know Jesus is our ultimate first fruit, as he died on the cross for us. But we celebrate before the Passover every year. I know the Jewish calendar is a little different than our American calendar, but we do it here as Christians in America. If you want, before the Passover, you bring your offering or your first fruit to the Lord, and you give God your best, just like the Father in heaven gave us his best, his Son Jesus. And Exodus talked about he gave up the land they put on the doorpost. So, also the intense teaching that really encourage you. And we know in Proverbs it says, bring the substance of the first fruit in Proverbs chapter 3, 9 and 10, and God will open a window and bless you. So, I want to encourage you just to continue to support the ministry. Continue to pray for Apostle Sally. Pray for the team. Pray for the ministry. That God will continue to fulfill a mission that Power Evangelism has in this region, in South Florida and Treasure Coast, and also in the United States and around the world, because God has given Apostle a prophetic mandate and also given an anointing to do crusades and travel win souls. And when he does these crusades, the Holy Spirit shows up, the power of God, the anointing of God shows up, and God begins to heal his people, set his people free, and the lost souls get saved, and those that are incurable diseases and demonic bondage are just struggling in life, they get free. And many people have been serving God for a long time. They love their Christian. They love the Lord. They just need a breakthrough. They need some encouragement. They need somebody that has the authority to do that, Like the woman with the issue of blood, she had 12 years, but when Jesus showed up, she touched the hem of his garment, and the anointing set her free, because he is the anointed Messiah. So that same anointing is here today, and it's for you. So all you do is pick up that prayer line, that phone call, and dial 561-337-908. If you get a busy signal, please try to call back or email us. We have another number, 561-337-9259. We want to make sure we can take your call and pray with you and minister to you. Thank you for the crusade. We do plan to come to Georgia soon in the South Carolina area. So Apostle's always planning a crusade there very soon. So if you have any friends or family there, tell them to be watching on the website, listening to the radio program, as we plan to do a crusade there in other areas too. And if you're in Treasure Coast or South Florida, and you say, I have my own church, but I'd love to come visit you guys. We'd love to visit you. We know you have your own church, and we're so happy you go to church and seek the Lord. Those maybe you don't have a church home, or maybe you just want to come to a revival service. We do have a revival service. It's every Sunday night. It's at 7:30 p.m. in Delray Beach. We start prayer at 7:30. Start worship at 8. Right at 8. So we let the Holy Spirit go as long as He wants to go. So we don't limit him. But if you can take time off and say, I'll sacrifice a Sunday night, and, instead of maybe watching a TV program or watching a football or basketball or baseball game, I'm going to come and just spend time in God's presence in this revival setting and hear what God is telling the man of God. I encourage you to do that, and God will really, really encourage you and strengthen you. So if that's you, it's 400 North Winton Avenue, Delray Beach, at 400 North Winton Avenue, Delray Beach, Florida. You come to revival service every Sunday night or call us. We're going to go back to the studio with Karen right there, and Apostle Ronald Fowler will be coming live just in a few minutes. So stay tuned right here. This is WCNO 89.9 FM, Piercing Darkness Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism, and bringing the light of Jesus Christ, the power of God, unto you and to the world. So thank you for being a friend, a listener, and a partner, and God bless you so much, and enjoy the rest of this broadcast. Don't change that dial, because your life will be changed. There's a life-changing message coming soon with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Fowler. God bless you. Now back to the studio.
Say one more time. In a glory, money is not a problem. You see, why I'm talking about money is because most of you need physical healing, but also you need financial breakthrough. So the devil wants you to live from paycheck to paycheck. Everybody say paycheck to paycheck. That's limited. If God has given you a dream, if you're going to finance the gospel, your paycheck to paycheck is a limitation. It is a roadblock. It's something you turn it into a stepping stone. Look at it as something that God has given you as a transition point. And believe God for bigger, greater, and mighty things. Can I amen to that? So you can take care of your family. So you can support the work of God, so you can be an instrument in the works, in the hands of God that God can use. So when darkness comes, it targets three areas. It targets your faith. Once your faith has been targeted, you doubt and you live in fear. Fear is the number one problem in people's lives today. The absence of the glory is the presence of fear. When the glory is present, fear will not function. When the glory is present, fear is not a factor. When the glory is present, faith is the factor. God says, fear not, for I am with you. I will never leave you, not forsake you. So death is a tool that facilitates the atmosphere of fear. Someone say, Father, speak to me. Say it again, Father, speak to me.
Say it again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. All of you, our listeners, I'm excited about what God is doing. 561-337-9018. Fear not. You know, I want to talk to you about the action you need to take to prepare yourself spiritually for what is happening. These are the signs of the end time, and we know Jesus is coming back soon. So you ought to be ready for the return of the Lord. But the best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with our God when you believe. You can call us for prayer, 561-337-9018. Website is powerevangelism.net. We want to hear your testimony, what God has done for you. Let us know you're listening. You can shoot us an email at info@powerevangelism.net. We appreciate those emails that you always send to us and encourage us to continue preaching the gospel. We definitely appreciate when you send us an email or let us know you're listening. We appreciate that so much. 561-337-9018 is our prayer line. The best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with God when you believe. Go to our website to submit your prayer request. You can also follow us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube. So all those websites and social media platforms, you can be able to connect with us. Jesus is Lord, and the best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with our God when you believe. All things are possible with them that believe. I bless the Lord, and his praise will continue within my heart 24/7. So today, I want to encourage you to get your Bibles before I begin to share the word of God. We're going to really go over some very important things that you need to know about the time we're living in and how you need to prepare for the Lord's return, because Jesus is coming back soon. And I pray that he finds you ready, because he's coming back soon. So our website is www.powerevangelism.net. And our prayer line is 561-337-9018. I'll be back after this message.
Éternel, pas près d'oublier contrat encore. Oh la hâte contrat fini. Oh la hâte contrat fini. Plantez maïs pardonné. Plantez patate pardonné. Plantez mayoc pardonné. Les arrivés. Dis encore, l'éternel pas renouvelé contrat encore. L'éternel pas renouvelé contrat encore. Oh la terre, contrat fini. Dis avec moi, contrat fini. L'éternel pas renouvelé contrat encore. L'éternel pas renouvelé contrat encore. Oh la terre, contrat fini. L'éternel pas renouvelé contrat encore. L'éternel pas renouvelé contrat encore. Oh la hâte contrat fini.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good, and his mercy endures forever. That's our brother there singing in French Creole that the Lord is coming soon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord. You see, the world, when you turn on the media, all they talk about coronavirus. You know, It sounds like it's breaking news, but it's not breaking news technically, because the Bible talks about things like this that are going to happen in the last days. So you ought to be aware that things like this, God said they will happen. And it's important for you to prepare spiritually to know what to do about situations like this. When you put your faith and trust in God and let God be God, He's going to take care of you. He's going to make sure that everything is all right. 561-337-9018. Should we be afraid about this stuff? I don't think so, because perfect love casts out all fear. You don't have to be afraid. You put your trust in God and let God take care of it, because God knows what is happening and He knows how to take care of what is happening. He'll make sure that He takes care of it, and He will fulfill His promise. He says in His word, the scripture says that he that keepeth Israel does not sleep nor slumber. So God watches over His children and is going to make sure that you're okay. No plague shall come upon you. So you don't have to be afraid. You got to put your trust in Jesus and know that no plague will come upon you. If you put your faith and trust in Him, He's going to block it from coming to you or taking you out. So 561-337-9018. Once again, you can call for prayer, 561-337-9018. We have to shield ourselves, shield our families, and be in prayer supernaturally. You need God's protection. The nation of China has been put to a standstill because of this situation that is going on. But we're going to look at what the scripture teaches and be able to address this from biblical approach. We're going to address this from the Bible. And make sure that we deal with the fear factor, because a lot of people are afraid, and schools are shut down in different parts of the world. Very much stressful, but I'm not here to give you the bad news. I'm here to give you the good news that God is going to stop this thing. Amen? Because prayer is key. In Psalm 91, let's see what Psalm 91. I'll be back after this message. Get your Bibles ready. Psalm 91. Psalm 91.
I invite you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown. September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday.
Psalm 91. Let's see what the Bible says here. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say, the Lord is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for this destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Wow. That's powerful. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. So God is promising this in the scripture. But you got to be in the secret place. So people that are not in a secret place, they panic. If you're not in a secret place, you're going to stress and worry about things like this, because this is what is trending now. It's trending heavily, and it's stressing out people. It's really causing a lot of stress. And people are wearing masks. Now, I just found out one doctor was talking the other day and saying the mask cannot stop the virus. So what the mask does, it is... more like it prevents people that are wearing it from spreading it, but it doesn't stop people from inhaling it, because the virus is too small. So people moving around with masks seeing that they have security, but they have no security, and there are people running everywhere. You know, there's a lot of panic. But you see, they advise you to, you know, wash your hands and before you eat, and then master your surroundings. But all that is limited to what capacity can protect you. But we're going to see what the scripture says here. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. So God is going to protect you. You have to be wise and do the right thing. Do whatever you're told by the authorities. But you have to pray for supernatural protection, because this is a demonic thing that is taking place right now in China and spreading around the world. The virus is spreading so fast. And in Italy, in Iran, you know, it's in Korea, it's in, Turkey, Japan. I mean, you could name all these nations, some cases in America that don't know where they're coming from. So this kind of thing is really crazy. But we know that the enemy rules through fear. And that's what the media is projecting. Because as they report on it every hour, every second, you intake that and it opens up a door for fear. I want you to be bold and strong and speak against it if you're a believer. And do not be afraid. Trust God for his protection. You know, he that watches over thee does not sleep nor slumber. The Bible said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. How do you make the Lord your refuge? Through worship, through prayer, and devotion and dedication to the Lord. So that's how you do it. And then also, watch what you say. The Bible said in verse 11, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You see, the Bible said the earth shall be filled with his glory. So God's angels are in the manifestation of his glory, because the glory spreads. The glory spreads as we worship God. You know, number two, as the word is declared and you decree the word, that I shall live and not die, the earth shall be filled with his glory. So as you make those declaration statements, you're gonna deal with the counterattacks, because the counterattacks are gonna come. When you stand up for the truth, you are the light that shines. So you have to speak the word, demonstrate the word, and profess it with authority. That's how you can be able to stop the enemy. So I want to encourage you all to take that step of faith in the name of Jesus and believe God to bring deliverance to all of you that are out there stressing about this situation that is taking place. You know, most people today, they're dealing with the spirit of fear, because fear is a snare. It's out there to distract you. It's out there to block you from walking in authority. So the Bible says, he gives angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now let's go back to verse 11. His angels are released as you worship. His angels are released as you make declaration of his word. You speak the scriptures. You meditate on God's word. The angels of God are released. That's according to Psalm 91. So now fear is, you know, is a revolution that is taking place on earth right now. A negative revolution which opens up the door for the demons to attack. So, the enemy is attacking through the door of fear. That's how the doors are open. And it's opening up doors for the demons to attack people constantly in their mind. And when their minds are being attacked, it opens up a door for the attack. But not only that, but the attack brings defilement. So when you're defiled, then you can't really walk in the abundance of God's grace and glory that's been released. God has set up these breakthrough moments and atmospheres for you to operate in, so you can eliminate the opposition you face. So fear is a snare. So God has given you grace and God has given you mercy. So they overcame him. Now, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. So in spiritual warfare, there is a significance of stepping out by faith and not letting the enemy deter you from doing what God has called you to do, which is to be a witness. Schools are shut down in China, in Japan for months. If this happens here too, it's going to affect some schools. But, you know, prayer can make this thing disappear. Prayer can infiltrate its defenses. You know, because this is really a spiritual problem. The Bible calls it a plague. Now you see what's happening in Africa. Also the locusts that are invading, in the billion locusts that cover 100 soccer fields, which is a lot of insects invading and eating every green thing in its path. They eat, breed. They hit Pakistan, they hit Somalia, they hit Kenya, Uganda, Zambia, Ethiopia, and those are those are things the Bible talks about in the end times. And then you see the corruption that's taking place in the world today and all the things that happen today in the world, the shakeup that's taking place. It's a sign of the end time. This is the time to hold on to God's promise. Hold on to God's blessing. Hold on to God's word effectively. So what the devil is doing is using intimidation to open up doors for the attacks to come. So break forth out of those intimidations in the name of Jesus. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. I'll be back after this message. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord. 561-337-9018.
Está invitado a dos noches de cruzada de milagros con Apóstol Ronaldo Salí, septiembre 13 y 14 a las 7 p.m. en el Palm Beach Convention Center, 650 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach. Entrada gratis.
Tell us in Spanish the word he just said, you feel the fire. Say that in Spanish.
She felt the fire.
Shout! Glory! And ask her, who has healed her?
Hermana, ¿quién te sanó?
Cristo Jesús.
Jesus healed her. This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro. Este es tu momento para un milagro.
I believe in miracles and I believe in God. Nothing is impossible with our Jesus. All things are possible and believe. Now you're invited to come and join us Sunday nights. We're in Dara Beach at 400 North Swinton Avenue, 7:30 p.m. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting your deliverance. When you come to those services, bring the sick guys. We're going to touch them. This is a time to believe God for supernatural miracles. And I want to encourage you to partner with our ministry as we do these crusades, because you got to believe God for supernatural miracles. Because you got to think about it, you know. The way the enemy is using sickness and disease and also these things, you need God's glory to be released. The earth shall be filled with his glory. So we encourage you to seek the Lord today. It is a time for you to really seek the Lord and to pray and take your relationship with the Lord very serious. Seek him. Seek him with all your heart and you shall find him. 561-337-9018. Let's continue with the scripture here. So I came here because I want to speak to the atmosphere, because a lot of you are afraid. Sometimes just turn off the TV and go play worship. Sometimes you just have to turn the thing off and just play worship and play this Bible scripture. You know, talk to your children. Because, you know, you got to talk to your children, talk to your family, talk to your loved ones. Talk to those that can lend an ear to you and share with them how they can trust God. Because a plague could kill a million people. You know, it could kill 100 million. The earth has 5 billion. The enemy would like to kill as many as he can. You imagine how much. See how the stocks are, you know, plunging right now, because people are scared of the virus, so they're not investing. And then if the other thing about this situation is that China produces most of the stuff that is exported to the United States. So those supplies, even iPhone said that they're going to be running short of iPhones because these things come from China. So, but people have, you know, deserted all these cities. They're staying in their homes. They're quarantined. They don't go to work. They're afraid. So business now booming in China and it's affecting the production, you know, that they export to other nations. And people are afraid to in New York to eat Chinese food because they think maybe it may have a virus in it. But you see, the food comes from here. Food is not imported from China. So this is a sign of fear. When people are afraid, they react. God wants you to respond. So when you wake up in the morning, you got to respond according to God's word, because you don't know who has it, because people find out after 14 days and then people, you know, they're interacting with you. But don't be afraid. Let's look at what the scripture says in Matthew chapter 24. These are signs of the end times, because the Lord is coming back soon. Not much no time to play around. It's a time to get serious with the gospel. And that shows you how the church is not prepared for this kind of situation. You know, it talks about in Matthew 24, let's go there quickly. It says in verse 6, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you're not troubled, for all the things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." So we hear of wars and rumors of war. So we hear what's happening in Venezuela. Two factions fighting for control of the government, and then the Venezuelans are preparing for an invasion from America, so they think it's going to happen. Then the cartel in Mexico, these are wars, rumors of war. And then what's happening in Nigeria with the Boko Haram, and then what's happening in Israel, the shelling from Hamas, and the Shabab, Al-Shabaab in Somalia. So wars and rumors of wars, it talks about it. "For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places." So they are afraid of an earthquake that could be taking place in on the West Coast. They were doing some type of things to prepare for this. And then also we see the pestilences that are taking place right now, you know, plagues, pestilences, viruses, and the eruption of all these things taking place. Everybody coming up with an excuse or trying to find an answer to this. The Bible said in verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows, you know. And then we see how the enemy hates the believers, the persecution of the saints, the persecution of the church in Iran, in China, where the church is underground. So I believe the way China has been shaken up is going to open up for the gospel. They're going to be open to that because they've really been shaken to the core. Now look at here. And then the Bible warns about verse 12, "And it, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Verse 13, "He that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." So the iniquity is being demonstrated today, what we see in the churches here in America, how people no longer stand sound doctrine, and they're using mechanisms to turn churches into social clubs where people gather not to hear the word but just to have a good time. You know, the church has retained the program but rejected the Holy Spirit. When I say program, they have all these programs to make people, you know, you cannot cancel a demon, you cast it out. So people to go through emotional therapy, which doesn't bring deliverance, because, you know, you cannot cause deliverance to man through therapy. You speak the word to cast the devil out so somebody can be free from these demonic bondages. So the preaching of the cross for them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it's the power of God. So we have to engage in fellowship with the Holy Spirit to adapt into what the Spirit of God is doing. So the power of God has to return in the churches. Demons got to be cast out. You know, yokes got to be destroyed. The power of God must be demonstrated. The blind eyes must open. The deaf ears must stop. Last week, they brought a man to my service. He had cancer. I rebuked the cancer and it left. You know, I was going to play a clip, but I didn't bring it today, of a woman that attends our church. She came to church, God gave me a word of knowledge 2 weeks ago that the devil was going to try to kill her daughter through an accident. So the mother had a dream about her daughter, about a coffin. So God gave me a word of knowledge. I called it out. She came forward when I was praying for the mother, rebuking the spirit of death. God spoke to me and said, that's not the mother that's being attacked, it's the daughter. And the Lord gave me the name of the daughter that I was praying for. So I prayed for the daughter, canceled the spirit, the accident. And then Thursday, the following week, which was last week, she's driving in Orlando. She got involved in an accident. She said the light was green and she was driving, and somebody came from nowhere, hit her on the driver's side, but no scratch came on her. No harm came on her. She was okay. They had to cut the car into a half to pull her out. But God's angel was there to protect her. So that's the supernatural hand of God protecting her, because the Lord sent his angel. Angels charge. There's no way she was going to come out of the accident if it was not God. You know? So that's the mighty hand of God bringing deliverance upon his children. So the Bible said, when we seek him, we'll find him. So there is no way you can walk in victory over sin, over wickedness of the enemy, if you don't have God's protection. Do not run away from God, but run to him. You got to run to Jesus. So that's what I really want to talk about here, is that take time to seek God and hear the word, and then demand the power of God, desire the power of God. So it is the power of God that will bring deliverance to those that are in bondage. And in verse 22, it says, and except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You know, there's a lot of things the enemy wants to do and is intending to do. The coronavirus is just a tip of the iceberg. He wants to kill millions through nuclear war, through plagues, viruses, and this stuff, natural disasters. But God's hand is holding him back. As the Bible said, call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So you have to call unto him, you know, and he will answer you. So Jesus is Lord. The gospel must be preached. So if you go to church and they are giving you watered down gospel, you're in danger. You need to tell them, I need more. I need time to spend in God's word. Can we have Bible study? Can we have prayer? Can we have fasting? Can we learn about speech warfare? What is speech warfare? A lot of people don't even know what it is. You know, the Bible says, given to you power to trump upon serpents and scorpions. That's Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Then the Bible talks about our weapons of warfare and that kind of, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So when you look at the scripture and then you see the Bible talking about speech warfare, it's not just a fantasy. It's a reality. You don't know how to wage war, to pray and fast, you know, and deal with the enemy from the realm of prayer, the realm of intimacy, the realm of strategy, being strategic. So you're not taken out by his deception. So the principalities and the powers of darkness that are out there, they're designed to cause doubt, fear, and belief, and to cause you to live under the domain of torment and oppression. But God wants you to be strong, you know. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says, verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, in you all, but and to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He took captivity captive. Jesus did not give us a half-baked victory. He gave us a full-fledged victory, 100% victory over the enemy. It's not 20%, it's 100%. That victory that Christ gave us is 100%. Therefore, because it's 100%, you need to engage in being established in that victory and allow the Spirit of God to manifest it on a daily basis in your life. It took captivity captive. So it's not a theory, it's a reality. Jesus Christ took captivity captive. So that's a reality that you gotta walk in. Establish that and see the manifestation of victory after victory in your life. You know, the love of God is more powerful than all the demonic networks out there that are mastering deception. If you don't have the word in your system, then how do you overcome temptation? Allow the word to become your anchor that you adapt to and engage, and then walk in that victory, maintaining fellowship with the Lord. So the Lord, we've seen God's hand protect us from hurricanes and other evil things that were meant to come and destroy Florida. So that's the same God that we seek and love and serve. But you know, fear not, the Bible say. So I want to encourage you to call for prayer, 561-337-9081. Want to stand within prayer or go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. You can also follow us on social media. We are on YouTube, we are on Periscope, we are on Facebook. And stay connected. Our website is powerevangelism.net. Or you can also send us your prayer request. I want to pray with you. Go to my website, submit your family's name. I want to pray for your family. Cover your family in prayer, your family name, your name, your family members want us to cover in prayer. You can do that on our website. Or you can write us on our PO Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. That's P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. I want to hear from you today. I want to pray for you. We have a prayer meeting today. We're going to be doing intercession. And tomorrow we have two great services. We're going to have communion. Also, we're going to have a special service in the night. And I remember when the year began, I did an anointing service where, during the revival, anointed everyone. It's time for you to get anointed and anchored in the glory. You need protection because you don't want to breathe in destruction. You want to breathe in the presence of God and breathe out double fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me. I'll be back after this message. Jesus is Lord. The best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with him when you believe. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord.
Power Evangelist Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles, coming to the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Simon.
What you're about to witness is an awesome manifestation of the power of God and miraculous testimony. Luchiman, a young man ready to live his life and go to school, was suddenly spiraled out of control as his life changed when he was diagnosed with cancer and paralyzation. He went to multiple doctors. His family looked other places to find cure and treatment, to no prevail. And one day, his family member brought him to a one night of miracle crusade with Apostle Ronald Solly. His life changed forever. Apostle Solly prayed and prophesied over him and anointed him. He said, God is going to heal you, but it's going to manifest gradually. Keep seeking Jesus. He began to come to the services. And he went from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane. And now he's walking, running, playing soccer and basketball, and living a normal young adult life again. To God be the glory for this awesome testimony, this miracle. Jesus still does miracles today, and to God be the glory for this awesome manifestation of his love and power.
I'm telling you, it's rice and beans on deck.
powerful
close your eyes. Right there in the glory, the Lord is doing a creative miracle. It's fixing your bone instantly. It's being fixed right now. All the pain is gone. You won't find no more pain. What's the problem here?
Something. She was in an accident February 18th of this year. She has two shoulder pain in both shoulders. Can you stretch both arms?
She was in an accident.
And this year.
Both arms?
Both arms, shoulders are in pain. Both arms, yes.
Well, God is going to fix both. God's no respect of persons. I call for right. God can do more than that. Right there. The Lord is say this. I'm in the glory zone. I'm in the glory zone. Just keep your hands out. Right now.
Right now.
I receive. A creative miracle. God is creating. And fixing my pain.
It's gone.
In Jesus' name. Now close your eyes. Watch. We cannot choreograph this. We didn't practice this. I never seen this woman before. This is my first time to see her. But the Lord is doing it for her right now. That's the glory. Jesus, fix those bones. Take the pain out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I need my oil, Barry. It's going to fix everything. So I surrender my pain. Get ready. Can you bring a chair?
$1,000 to pay for the surgery.
Jesus is here. Fill the house. Watch the Lord move.
My spine is leaking exterior. It's not on the corner. The back of my head to the lower.
So I'm going to pray for you now. You ready?
Yes.
Say after me, Lord Jesus. I need a miracle. I believe and I receive it. The doctors could not fix my situation because they're men, and I did not have the insurance to cover the entire expense. But you're my blessed assurance. I believe and I receive it. Fix my back and my shoulder and take the pain out. And Lord, deliver me from all this pain in Jesus' name. I believe and I receive it. Now have a seat on this chair gently. Stretch your hands for this woman as I pray for her. Stretch your hands. Father, in the glory of your presence, miracles happen. Start the healing process and fix all the pain and remove it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pain, go! Lord, remove the shoulder pain right now. In Jesus' mighty name. And all the electric pain, whatever witchcraft attack, pain, whatever it is in the spiritual realm, Lord, fix it. Give me your right hand. May the Lord resurrect you right now. Say, my hand is alive. In Jesus' name. Now you're in the glory now. Watch what you say. You're in the glory. I'll be back. Your tongue is anointed now. You're in the glory zone. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. Stay right there. Begin to thank God. Could you walk with her? Tell her to begin thanking God. Woman, thou art loose. The pain is gone. Now, I want you to do this. Give me your right hand. I believe and I receive it. I believe it and I receive it. In Jesus' name. Now begin to check yourself. Look for the pain. Begin to look. You pick them up, please. Caesar, I have a check with you. Look for the pain.
Lamb of God, be glorified.
Gently.
I will worship you in
spirit. Gently.
I will worship you.
In the shoulders, isn't that right? Caesar, the shoulders. Eh?
God, thank you.
Now it's your shoulder. Begin to look for the pain. Do this. Look for the pain. Start to look. Everybody, believe God for your miracle. Look for the pain. Look for the pain.
Lamb of God,
do your hand like this. Is it gone? Where's the other mic? Can someone just grab the mic? Let's talk to
him.
How do you feel? Hold the microphone. It's my fault.
I feel good. I don't feel any pain.
No more pain. God bless you.
Thank you.
Check out. Talk to me. Talk to me. How does she feel? Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. How does she feel in her shoulder?
She feel good in the shoulder.
So she feel good in the shoulder. Hallelujah. No more pain in the shoulder. But what?
On the back.
I didn't pray for the back. I prayed for the shoulder.
I told you that.
When you go in a buffet line, if you go to the fruit and salad section, amen, you fill up your plate with fruit and what? Salad. After you finish that, you go back and get what? The sauce and every other thing you want to get, a chicken, whatever, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. So how do you feel good in the shoulders?
Yeah, my back is better.
But the shoulder good?
Shoulder, yes.
Shoulder's good?
Yes.
Glory to God. So, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For fixing. My shoulders.
My shoulder.
Now I ask you. To fix. My back. In Jesus' name. I believe. And I receive it. Now bend up and down 7 times. Bend. No, just like this. 7 times. Up and down 7 times. Now tell us how you feel. You feel good?
Yes.
All the pain is gone?
Yes.
She said all the pain is gone. Can you give me the shot? I need a shot. They can't find you. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Look at the crowds. Stand behind a gentleman. Tell him, how do you feel? Oh, the pain is gone?
Yes.
Who did this for you?
I worship you, Lord.
Now let's find out by the back, because she's in the glory buffet line. Let's find out by the back. Hey guys, you gotta be the spirit. You can't drop people. Thank you. How do you feel?
I feel good.
She feel good. Wait. How long have you had this problem?
I have that problem since 2013, but I just got a car accident. This year again add to my problem, so I have more problem in my body. As a young person, I'm always in pain every single day in my life.
No more pain! No more pain!
Exalted in this place.
Turn around.
We stand in awe and worship.
And tell him I am free.
I'm free. In the name of Jesus.
God bless you. Hallelujah. I told you, we are in the glory zone. And God is doing miracles right now. In the glory zone. Someone say amen. God is doing miracles in the glory zone right now. Hallelujah. So, Brother Caesar, I want you to talk to those people and find out whether they came for what I called for. Thank you. All my guys, you know what I expect. What's happening there? What's happening?
This is the first time in 12 years. Can you bend down for us, Anthony? First time in 12 years she's been able to do this. in 12 years. You need a shout for Jesus. Tell us, when's the last time you did that?
How long ago? So far back.
Oh, God. God so be the glory. Back. Hallelujah.
She can't even remember the last time she could bend down and touch her toes.
Why don't you give Jesus a clap offering?
Come on. She is free. She is healed.
I want to give Jesus a praise offering. God is still moving. He's still fixing everything. Keep putting her faith in action. So she did that for the first time in many years. They sent her home, and the Lord just took her on. So God is fixing that case in front of your eyes. It's not done yet. The miracles are still happening everywhere. There is four people here that have a problem with seizures. Run quickly here. Four people, you've been told that you have seizures. I want you to come here, whether it's a child or a grown person. Bring them here very fast. It's four people. Amen. I want you to come here quickly. If you have a child, they told you they have seizures or stuff like that. I want you to bring them here quickly. Amen. And God's going to fix it right now. Brother Joseph, come here quickly for 1 second. Amen. I know some people didn't get radios, so they might have missed what I said.
Alors, il y a quatre personnes qui sont là, ils ont dit qu'on fait mal cardi, ou bien sous qu'on tombe mal cardi, ou mettre levé, passer devant un moment ça même.
Come and stand here quickly. The glory of God is here. Come on, choir. The Lord's going to fix that right now. Now, if I call a word of knowledge, you're going to come immediately. I'm going to go to something else. Just stand right. I'm going to lay hands on you. Jesus is Lord. By the stripes of Jesus, we're healed. Is that the one? Have him stand right here. Yes. Who else? Bring him through quickly. Lift hands up. I'm coming there to anoint you. Brother Barry, you got to be there waiting for me. Bring him on. Bring him on. Caesar, bring him on. No, him. I call for seizures first. Right here. To God be the glory. Will you stay with her, Brother Brandon? Stay with her. I see you talking to me. Open.
There is none like you.
Seizures go. Seizures go. Seizures go. Jesus, my name. By the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. There is one more I call for. There is one more. Are you there? You're coming? God bless you. Miracles are still happening. The glory of God is here. To God be the glory. Brother Caesar, what's going on here?
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.
The Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. took my sins and my sorrows and my